Bismillah, wassalatu wassalam ala Rasulillah. Today's hadith is mentioned often in the Shama'il. It's from the Shama'il of the characteristics of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and it's I'll be reading it and giving some commentary within the hadith. So please make a note of that. So it's narrated by Ibrahim ibn Muhammad, who is from the grandson of Sina Ali, on the authority of Sina Ali. He would say when he described the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was neither very tall nor very short, but of medium stature. So he was of medium stature, but it's important to know that whenever he stood next to someone who was very tall, he always seemed taller than that person. So he was never shorter. He never seemed that he was shorter than anyone. And back to the hadith, so his hair was neither very curly nor very straight, but had a slight wave to it. So he had wavy hair. He did not have a very long face nor a very round face, but it was slightly round, again, you know, in the middle. The complexion of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was fair, with redness in it. So he was had rosiness in it. His eyes were very black. So his eyes were very black, and the black part of his eyes were very black, and the white part was very white. His eyelashes were long. The joints of the body, of his body, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, were large. So like the elbows and knees. And also he was broad shoulders, and the portion between the shoulders, it was fully fleshed. He didn't have hair on his body except for a thin line from his chest to the navel. The hands and feet of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam were fully fleshed. They were big. When he walked, he lifted his legs as though he were descending to a lower place, so as though he was going down a hill. When he addressed someone, he turned his whole body towards that person. So he didn't speak to someone just by turning his face. When somebody called him, he would turn his whole body towards him, giving him complete attention. And this is why just some of the Sahaba, when the Prophet ﷺ spoke to them, they felt so loved. They felt that they were the most beloved person to him. And this is what happened to Sayyidina Amr ibn al-As. One time after he became Muslim, one time the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was speaking to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he said he was looking at him in such a way that he felt he was the most beloved person to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And so he asked him, he said, "Who is the most beloved person to you?" And he says, the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says, "Aisha." He said, "Oh, I mean from the men." And he says, "Her father." Says, okay, you know, he's saying to himself, okay, who next? Who's, and then who? And he says, Umar. And then he said, I stopped asking for fear that I would be the last of them. So what a beautiful etiquette of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that he would give someone his complete attention. And for someone to have that attention from the master of all the children of Adam, like he says, Sayyidu, Walidi Adam, wala fakhr. I'm the master of all the children of Adam, and that is not a boast. And he's saying that to inform us, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So what a good fortune for those who got to see him and got that full attention from him, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, from someone who had spoken to the angels, who saw Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, spoke to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala directly. So subhanallah. So I will actually be stopping here because there's so much more in the hadith that requires a little bit more commentary. So inshallah, till next time, alhamdulillah rabbil alameen.